Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bud Suchak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Marlowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dick Marlowe. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Kell moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. There goes Gurnett trying to get to second. Niemann throws the ball into Hitchcock, who relays the ball to Keene, who tags Gurnett for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Milt Jordan now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens, who is chasing the ball. Lund reaches third base with a triple. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lund, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Kell scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Paul Foytak now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Parnell covering. Safe. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lund strikes out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell takes first base on ball 4. Umflett moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Umflett moves to third. Parnell moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Foytak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to second. George Freese pinch hits for Paul Foytak. George Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Erickson now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens is hit by the pitch. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing third base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goodman hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from bats and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Batts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Batts reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batts scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Owen Friend pinch hits for Hal Erickson. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got five RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo juggles the ball. That's an error on Consolo. Keene moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bolling hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Parnell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lund. Parnell reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parnell moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann strikes out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sushok moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sushok moves to third. Batts moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Carswell pinch hits for Dave Madison. Frank Carswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carswell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gurnett for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Parnell covering. Safe. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-4 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. Lund moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lund moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.